You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
All right, so we'll set the bridge aside for now to turn attention to our tummies with the team from Eat Out, the country's biggest restaurant review platform. Always a pleasure to welcome their head of content, Tessa Purton, to the show. Tessa, nice to have you back with us. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. Hi, nice to be back.
And especially when you've got such good news to share, because we had a local chef in studio just a few weeks ago who is the subject of some very exciting news that you shared with me a little while before we came to air. To the listeners, remember Mabato Molefe, whose restaurant Emma Zulwini at Maker's Landing is showcasing traditional Zulu heritage dishes. I am still savouring the memory of the little chicken liver truffle she brought into Studio Tessa and chicken neck mousse tart. with little vinegar pearls. It was extraordinarily good. The food was divine. So I'm really so chuffed to hear that she has been recognized on an international list of people who are shaping the future of gastronomy. Tell us a bit more.
Yes. So great news came in last week about Mabato. She was actually at the event itself giving a talk and then was inducted into the class of 50 Next as a person who's shaping the future of gastronomy. And the 50 Next brand is a sub-brand of 50 Best, which is the organization behind the world's 50 best restaurants. But it is a little bit different in that it celebrates people and not restaurants. So it's a list of young people, I think it's under the age of 35, who are changing things, you know, in unique and interesting ways. Mm-hmm. And they celebrate everyone from, you know, activists to app creators and entrepreneurs and food producers, and then, of course, chefs. So it's hugely exciting for South Africa and for the restaurant industry and for Mabato herself.
Yeah.
As you said, her restaurant showcases sort of South African ingredients and celebrates her Nguni and Zulu heritage. So, you know, her menu really promotes traditional ingredients and recipes. And I think she's wowing the world with her interpretations of local ingredients and how she's sort of putting South African food on the world stage.
I read the judge's sort of blurb about her, and the comment was not only the fact that she's leading an all-black, all-female team in a space that has not looked like that traditionally, but also the fact that she is challenging sort of misconceptions about what fine dining has to look like, Tessa, that these are ingredients that, you know, previously people would have turned their nose up in some cases and said, well, that doesn't belong in a fine dining restaurant. And she is turning that on its head for sure. I can vouch for that based on what I tasted in studio. And of course, not her first award either. Remember, she was the best newcomer at the 2020 Food XX Awards, and more recently in the Lux Restaurant Awards, she was voted best African restaurant. So for somebody whose space has only been open, it's not even 6-7 months yet, Tessa. She's really wiping the floor with the critics, isn't she?
It's incredible. And I think her food is just resonating with so many people. And, you know, she does feel that one of the misconceptions about South African food is that it's so different across cultures. But if you actually sit down with people, you realize that there are so many similarities in our food. I think she's showing the world what true storytelling on a plate really is.
So that is huge. Congratulations to Mabato Molefe, named as one of the 50 next list of people shaping the future of gastronomy. And if you want to try her food for yourself, you will find her at Emma Zulwini in the Maker's Landing space. Now, the next reminder is a great article that you've got up on the Eat Out site, Tessa, about the very happy news that finally there are new restaurants and pop-up dining experiences bursting out all over Cape Town after so long of sharing the news of restaurants closing because of lockdown. This is a really happy thing to celebrate. A couple of them we've already touched on via the show and via your segment. Cafe Chiffon, the Japanese bakery, Furrow in Bort River, we've talked about. A few minutes from now, the team from Uzuri are going to be with us in studio talking about their Greek Cypriot spot. But Tessa, the list just goes on and on, because I sort of thought, oh, well, we'll have talked about all of these. Every time I check, there's another one added to it. I mean, it's really exciting times.
It really, really is. I feel that there is a great new chapter opening in the restaurant industry with countless new places opening. I mean, every day we're just hearing of more and more places, which is very, very exciting. And Yeah, I would encourage your listeners to go and look on Eat Out. We're going to be updating the list as we go. Just a few to highlight. There's a new place called Palamon in Hermanus, which specializes in Palamon, but you can also have other seafood dishes there. And then there's Kol Izakaya, which is a new place up in Hyde Park in Joburg that is based on a Japanese food bar. So expect beautiful Asian dishes there. And then just most recently, we've heard of Dew Lions out in Franschhoek, which is headed up by Chef Nanda Cardoso, who was previously head chef at Chef's Warehouse in Bree Street. So something nice to try in the winelands. But yeah, that list is growing by the day, I must just tell you.
Fantastic to be able to celebrate new openings and test new dishes. Tessa, thanks for keeping us on top of all of these new openings, and you'll continue to do so, I know, in the coming weeks via this segment. But in the meantime, I hope listeners will pop over onto your site eatout.co.za to look at that list for themselves. It includes, by the way, news on what is happening at the old campus space on Vergelegen. So if you've been waiting for the heads up on that, you'll find it on the website eatout.co.za. Tessa, great to have you with us. We'll chat again next week.
Chat again soon, Pippa. Enjoy the Uzuri food.
Thank you so much. My stomach is rumbling in anticipation.